Right. We're talking about the Holocaust now.
Yes.
Okay, now we just finished Purim. We talk about the evil plans of Haman and Ahanisim, how he sat down to draw up the final solution, but we were miraculously saved. Why is there a need to mention Haman? Why do you have to mention Haman and the Ahanisim? Because one man can change the world and produce so much Hitler. And we saw that. I'm sorry, produce so much evil. Who did that? Hitler. Okay. This is the danger of free will. You can use your free will and you can become a tzaddik. You can use your free will and you can become a Russia. And unfortunately, we've had many of them over Jewish history. Haman, earlier, Chaturim, and Hitler now, we're talking about the Holocaust. Now, he differed from previous anti-Semitism or previous anti-Semites who would allow Jews to live if they just came over to their team. Right, if you convert to Christianity, if you convert to Islam, right, you become one of us, then we'll tolerate you. But for Hitler, it didn't matter. It didn't matter if you were a communist, it didn't matter if you were a socialist, it didn't matter if you converted to Christianity or Islam. Once a Jew, always a Jew, and you deserve death. Right, which maybe makes us think more about our love for Jews. You know, we sit there and go, oh, he's not like me. Hitler couldn't care less what type of Jew you were. Any Jew, even if you had a little priest collar, you know, oh, you were born to a Jewish mother, as Rabin would say, your stupid mother, my stupid mother. He was a Jew. And we, on the other hand, we sit there and we say, oh, that Jew's not exactly like me. It's very sad. Now,
even if your father was Jewish.
For Hitler, yeah. Now, after World War I.
What?
He didn't know the halacha. After World War
One, he's even more mocked.
After World War I, the Allies held Germany to be primarily responsible and therefore forced them to pay huge reparations to the damaged countries. This, Hitler felt, was a humiliation to the German nation. And depression, actually a severe depression ensued with many layoffs. And Hitler formed the Nazi Party with two basic platforms. Give me a sec. Number one, I'll get you jobs. Right, all the people laid off, this is appealing. Number two, the Jews stabbed Germany in the back. Okay? He found someone to blame. Do you want to ask now? You want to give me a second? What do you want to do?
I was about... In the 20s, Germany was doing great, and the Weimar Republic, everything was wonderful. And so did Hitler just use that as an excuse? Because when the hyperinflation, everything went horribly wrong in the 20s, so the 30s. And people started going away from the center.
I guess it took a while till they had to start paying out the reparations and then the depression, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw somewhere that the term Nazi was actually a derogatory term used against Hitler's party, and Hitler actually refused to use it, like, at all. And like, just...
I don't know. I'm not familiar with that. It could be right. I don't know. Now, why was it easy for him to play on the German people and get them, you know, to feel like this? Because first of all, Germans were Christian, and there is a long history of Christian anti-Semitism. This has been around for centuries. Jews have been targets either because Jews are the angel of the devil, or because we killed Jesus. Be that as it may, the Jews were now accused for war shirking, right? The Jews didn't join the war. They stayed back and they profited from the war. Now, in truth, over 100,000 Jews fought in uniform, many dying in battle on behalf of Germany. When the Germans were coming to round up Jews to kill them, you had elderly Jews who came out wearing their army uniforms with all their medals, and they were still taken to the gas chambers. They try to say, we're very loyal German citizens. He led a revolt and was arrested. He spent 4 months in jail, and he wrote what famous book?
Mein Kampf.
Mein Kampf, which means?
My Struggles.
My Struggles, okay. My battle. In 1932, his... Yeah?
Dictated.
I can't even...
Dictated.
He dictated. Okay, fine. In 1932, his Nazi party received more votes than any other party and was given the opportunity to form a government, and he won. And he became Chancellor of Germany, and within 6 months, democracy was outlawed in Germany. Chancellor became the Führer, and we had a dictatorship. It was pretty much what happened in Gaza now. Right, Hamas came to power in elections, and there hasn't been elections the last 18 years. Okay,
what?
So yeah, that was it. They were democratically elected, and then they said, okay, no more elections. So Hitler became the dictator. He immediately caused problems for Jewish professionals. By 1935, he instituted the Nuremberg Laws, denied Jews German citizenship, and forced segregation for non-Jews. This led to many Jews emigrating, including over 1,000 scientists, German scientists. In the end, Jewish scientists who had grown up in Germany helped the United States of America build the atom bomb. Einstein came to the United States and urged the U.S. to beat the Nazis to the bomb, and 7 Jewish scientists, formerly German Jewish scientists, now won the Nobel Prize as American Jewish scientists for helping to build the atom bomb. Kristallnacht. This is like the beginning, sort of World War II. It's sort of like the Asara Batavis, right? The Asara Batavis. It's like, this is when you should see the writing on the wall. November 9th into November 10th, 1938 was the largest pogrom in history. The official pretext was killing of a low-level diplomat in Paris, okay? Who did this? A 17-year-old named Herschel Greenspan. His parents were deported by Germany to Poland. The Poland wouldn't accept them. So they were left to rot in no man's land. And he kept trying to get answers from the government. Where are my parents? Who's taking care of my parents? What's going on with my parents? And he got fed up and he shot a low-level bureaucrat. And Germany decided to punish all of German Jewry. Sort of like Mordechai would have bowed down to Haman, so Haman decides to do a genocide. Kristallnacht means what?
Night of broken glass.
The night of broken glass. Almost all shuls and most Jewish-owned stores had their windows shattered. 91 Jews were killed. 30,000 were arrested and sent to concentration camps. Hundreds died there. Okay. While before Kristallnacht, half of German Jewry left. Now everyone tried to, but most countries refused. The British had issued a white paper that did not allow immigration into Palestine. The United States allowed some in, but this, as I said, was the beginning of the end. The next item is the Warsaw Ghetto. Okay, anyone know when it was established? 1940. They took all of Warsaw Jews and put them in a tiny area. There were more Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto than there was in all of Palestine at that time. Okay, the Jewish population in Warsaw was 30%. 30% of citizens of Warsaw were Jewish, and now they were shoved into an area 2.4% of the area of the ghetto. Give you an idea. The area was about 3 square miles, which is less than Great Neck. Okay? Great Neck has 11,000 people living there. That's the population of Great Neck. 11,000 into roughly 3 square miles. And now they shoved 500,000 Jews.
Nah.
500,000 Jews into this area. Okay? It would be as if, let's say, like on your plot of land, it's a, how big is your family?
7 people.
7 people. Multiply it by about 50. And you have like, I don't know, 350 people living in your house and backyard and front yard or something like that.
That's everyone.
Yeah, everywhere. There's, instead of 11,000, it became 500,000. Okay? Now, in the first 18 months, 20% died from starvation. The daily diet consisted of 184 calories. Just to give you an idea of what that is, that's for a whole day. A plain bagel with nothing on it is 250 calories. Okay? And the average adult was given 184 calories for the entire day. It is 1/14 of a normal adult intake for calories. By 1943, only 60,000 were left. they died or were deported to concentration camps, where most were killed on the first day. The Nazis scheduled a last deportation for April 19th, 1943, 80 years ago last year, Lel HaSeder. They purposely chose it because every big thing they did it on a Jewish holiday to sort of turn any day of Simcha into a day of tragedy. So Lel HaSeder was going to be the last deportation of the remaining 60,000 to concentration camps. With no help left for survival, the Jews mounted a courageous revolt with almost no weapons against the German army of machine guns and grenades and tanks. And it took the Nazis longer to liquidate the Warsaw Ghetto than to conquer all of Poland. Okay? The 27-day battle was an inspiration to Jews and non-Jewish partisans fighting against Germany. Okay? That was the famous Warsaw Ghetto uprising. With lots to say on it, but we're just giving, like, you know, overview here. Many Rabbanim calling on Jews to fight, saying previously, Kiddush Hashem was when they were trying to take away your religion, so then you would die. Now they're trying to kill us, so the objective is to live and to not go down passively. Okay? Then we move into the next stage, which is concentration camps. The most famous is obviously what?
Auschwitz.
Auschwitz-Birkenau, Auschwitz, and above the gate, what's the famous three words? Arbeit macht frei, which means
work
will set you free. Now, the deception, you know, that people think, oh, we're coming in to help in the war effort, how people came in and they behaved because they didn't think their life was in danger. Most people who were brought into Auschwitz were killed within the first 24 hours. Those who lived, they merited being starved, enslaved, tortured, and dehumanized. Okay, so I'm not really sure which one was better, being sent to the left or to the right. Sort of like we think about October 7th, the people who were killed immediately or the people who are still suffering as hostages. And those who were killed were cremated. 1942, we have the final solution. Okay, the same way that Haman sat down with Ahasuerus and they drew up the final solution. So in 1942, they had the Wannsee Conference, where 15 top Nazi officials set up death camps. No longer concentration camps. Now it's just like, you know, more efficient death camps. For Hitler, the Jews were evil incarnate. Expulsion was insufficient. You know, you think about, people talk about the Armenian genocide. Sometimes you walk through the old city, certainly in the Armenian quarter, so you see signs about the Armenian genocide. And it's true. The Turks, they killed the Armenians. Where? They wanted to conquer Armenia. Okay, they spread towards the east, and they conquered Armenia, and they killed the Armenians during World War I. They didn't kill Armenians who were living in Istanbul, which is the capital of the Ottoman Empire. They just killed the people in the area that they wanted to conquer. Hitler wanted to kill every Jew everywhere in the world. New words were added to the lexicon. Genocide. We never had that word before. In the 1950s, another word was created, Holocaust. Before that, the Jews referred to this as Churban Europa, the destruction of Europe, European Jewry. Holocaust is a Greek translation of, fitting with Parsha Shavua, Korban Ola. Okay? That's what a Holocaust is. It's a Korban Ola, which is consumed in fire. It has a religious connotation, which also fits in with saying that Jews died al Kiddush Hashem. In Hebrew, the word for the Holocaust is, anyone know?
Shoah.
Shoah means catastrophe. Okay, so these are like the newer words that unfortunately needed to be created. During 1941 to 1945, the murdering of Jews became the number one priority for Hitler and his Nazi enterprise. Even more important than winning the war, Lucy Davidowitz wrote a book called The War Against the Jews, and she documents how he refused to divert trains from death camps to provide for troops that needed supplies, because the most important thing was the efficient killing of Jews, even though soldiers were left without supplies. One Nazi officer was demoted for suggesting it would be more beneficial to the war effort to use Jews as slave labor instead of killing him. He was demoted for making such an outlandish suggestion. 6 million Jews were butchered, not exterminated, butchered. And it's our job to try to rebuild, continue with their legacy. Okay.